Wow. We ought to have the best time then. Amen. Come on. Looking forward to a good message. Let's go to the Word. Unconditional love, a little series I'm doing. Over the last couple of weeks, I've really tried to focus, you know, on God loving us, but on us loving others. Been a couple of tough messages. I said a few things that are a little tough on me up here on stage to say. I've gone through some mess. A lot of times you don't know your love's unconditional until it gets stretched. Until it gets stressed. Amen. I love you unconditionally. Yeah, while they're kissing you all over the face. Amen. I love you unconditionally. Yeah, while you're paying everything for you and everything's rosy. Amen. But what about when the crap hits the fan? Excuse me. What about it when all hell breaks loose and your love is tested? What about when people do you wrong and they aren't the nicest in the world? What do you do? Give them the finger? Excuse me. Is that what you do? Some of you say, absolutely. I did it yesterday. Listen, there is a better way to live. Amen? And we get this from the Lord. It's not like we grow up, you know, we come up this way learning how to love. How many of you, be honest with me, you didn't grow up knowing how to love? Let me see some hands. You're like me. I had no clue what it was. I never saw it. I really didn't. And if I did see it, I didn't recognize it. I bet it was in my coaches and things, and I just didn't recognize it. You know, they were doing that for me, but I didn't see it as love. You understand? It was a game to me, and I was playing these sports. But I certainly didn't see it at the house. So, honest to goodness, most of love I've seen and learned is from the Lord, from His Word, and from His people. Amen? So let's go with the message this morning. See what we can find today. Different message. Different than the last two. God loves us what? Say it with me. He loves us unconditionally. See, because we've stretched Him. We've stressed Him. See, because we're sinners. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. He's holy, 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 and we ain't. And buddy, there was a big gap between God and me. And it took something special to bridge that gap. Something crazy. It's called His Son. He gave His Son for me. Okay? Unconditionally. I did not deserve it. Nothing is necessary or required for God to love us. Right? Yes or no? I thought we had to do this and light 8 candles at Christmas. No. You gotta light no candles. It's all right if you light candles. Light them. Have fun. Just don't burn the house down. Fine. I've been to Israel many times, and all these people over there lighting candles. Smelliest candles I've ever smelled. Thank God we live in America. We got really nice smelling candles. I'm telling you that. Right? That's a side thing. I'm just throwing that out. But anyway, nothing's necessary. You mean I got to give money to the church to get to heaven? No, you don't. You give cheerfully because you believe everything you have is from Him. Amen. And what we're doing matters here. Sharing the gospel, loving on people, loving our town, trying to get as many people as we can on a Sunday morning to come to church. Amen. It's a great thing. But we don't give to get to heaven. His love for us is not what? It's not subject to anything, is it, Robert? Nothing. Nothing. You mean I don't have to do nothing? For God to love me? Nothing. What? That's pretty nice, isn't it? We don't know how to handle that, do we? Pretty cool. God loves us unconditionally. And we have known and believed, have you? The love that God has to us. Say it with me. God is love. And he that dwells in what? Love, which is dwelling in God, dwells in God, and God in Him. Have you received the love of God? I'm not feeling so good this morning, otherwise I'd belt out a song right now. But I'm scared if I do, I get sick on you. So I'm going to calm down. Amen. How many have had a hiatal hernia that slides? How many in the house got one of them? You've had one of them. It's miserable, ain't it? That's what I got. So, Lord, help me. Y'all ready or not? Here we go. So, God is love, and God's love for me, what? That ain't good grammar. You know why? Because that's my quote. Say it with me. Come on. God is love, and God's love for me just. Now, can we do it one more time? Act like you're way down in the country. Here we go. God is love, and God's love for me just. That feels good to me when I say that. It just is. It just is. Maybe some of you, that's how you feel about your children. I just love you. It just is. Amen. That's how God loves us. Wow, what a loving God we have. Christmas is all about that. Come on, buddy, what we got? There we go. So, today's message, we're rolling now. Say that with me. Receive it and what? One more time. Receive it and what? We can say this all day long. But unless you receive it, unless you receive that God loves me just as I am, listen, you must receive it. And believe it. Amen. Well, I believe. Well, the devils believe and tremble. That's what James says. Have you received the love of God in your life? Have you seen yourself as a sinner? And I've screwed up in my life. You say, well, I'm not bad as somebody else. So what? Is God better than you? Yes or no? Say. Start playing the game like it's supposed to be played, okay? It ain't you against me. It's you against him. And guess what? You lose. But God loved us so much, he gave his son so that we wouldn't have to lose. We wouldn't have to be lost. That's a simple message, isn't it? Clark, you're too simple today. It is what it is. It just is. Amen? Come on. Say this just is verse with me. Come on. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. You don't believe it's just that simple? I certainly do. Because that's what God's Word says. Why am I going to take your opinion over his Word? Or some priest or a preacher or somebody on TV. I like that. I like his word. How about that? Amen. Say. How about this one? Say this one with me. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. That big old word means the sacrifice for our sins. He gave his son Jesus. And you shall call his name what? Jesus. And he'll do what? Save his people from their sins. You know what the name Jesus means? God saves. Well, I believe in Jesus, but do you believe what his name means? Have you experienced his salvation? Have you put your faith and trust in him? And if you're like me, I'd never heard such a message. I didn't know what they were talking about. But it was in the Bible. It was simple. And by faith, best I could as a 16-year-old, about a 16-year-old boy, my mother about a 40-year-old drunk woman, both of us, different ages, different lives we've lived, both of us met at the same place, at the cross. And we simply believed. That's what they told me. If you'll believe, he'll save you. Your sins will be washed away. He'll write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You'll have everlasting life. Wow. I didn't know what I was getting. Incredible. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew him not. If the world's going to get to know him, we're going to have to share him with the world. Amen? It's not the easiest thing to do, but it does work. We're living proof. Look around you this morning. Amen? You can start in a house in Inglewood and share the gospel, and you can see people come to Christ. Amen? It's a beautiful thing. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That's how we have him in our hearts, by faith. Well, if I get struck by lightning, I'll believe in Jesus. If he'll heal mama, I'll believe in Jesus. If he'll give me a new house, I'll believe in Jesus. Help me get a job, I'll believe in Jesus. You know, he's not going to play your little lottery game. I've given my son. That's better than anything you'll ever get. Believe in my son. That Christ might dwell in your hearts by what? Faith. The Bible says, without faith it's impossible to please me, God's saying. You must believe that I am, and that I'm a rewarder of those that diligently seek me. He will reward you. He'll give you everlasting life, peace in a heart, peace in your heart. Change your life. Amen. That's what he did for me. If he'd do it for me, he'll do it for you. Amen. Say. How many with an uplifted hand? You can't believe how God has saved you. You still ain't got over it. Let me see some hands. I still ain't got over it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love that. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints. I love this verse. What is the what? Breadth and the length and the depth and the height of God's love. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. You want to love people unconditionally? Realize how much you've been loved unconditionally. And it'll just start oozing out of you. Amen. Say, I can't be everywhere on this campus every second of our Sunday morning. But you can count on me to do my job where I'm at. Can I count on you to do your job where you're at? To love people. Not just on this campus, but when you leave here, to love your family. And when you go to work, to, by the grace of God, to love those that you work with. Amen. Say, listen, this is how this is shared. They don't know this. They get to know this through us. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We're going to come off as weirdos, but if they can get to know us and see that what we got is him. You understand? I'm no better than you. Matter of fact, many of you are better than me. What's that got to do with anything? He loves us, man. Nay, and all these things were more than what? Conquerors through him that what? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, say it with me, shall be able to do what? Separate us from what? The love of God. Where is it at? In who? See, that's the problem, isn't it? We want to get up there some other way. I'm sorry. The love's in Jesus. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Amen. Everything's in Jesus. He's King of what? Kings and what? Lord of lords. Every knee will bow at his feet. This is scripture. Every tongue will confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. Any love we have for anybody is a gift from God. Any love we get is a gift from God. I'm going to tell you something right now. You must be born again. You must know Christ if you're going to experience the total and complete love of Almighty God. Have you done that? I know I'm pounding that. Good. We need it. Amen. God's love for us is not only unconditional, but it's what? But guys, we question God's love. How could God love me, and in my case, let my mother be murdered? What did God have to do with my mother getting shot? Zero. An evil man took a gun and shot my mother 6 times. God didn't pull the trigger on my mama. Did you hear me? Now, some quacky preachers will tell you something different. God loved my mama and loves my mama still. And he loves me and he loves me still. We live on a fallen planet with bad things and bad people at times. Yes or no? Amen. Why should I question the love of God? That sounds like something Satan wants me to do. Yes or no? He wants me to blame God for the death of my mama. It ain't happening. And because I haven't blamed God for the death of Mama, I see Mama in heaven. She's loving this message right now. I'm telling you. She's dancing. I can hear her in my heart still say, "Preach it, boy." And as I was walking down memory lane with you this morning about how we got saved, I could feel Mama walking with me this morning. See, I don't want to trade that. That's what the love of God gives you. Have I lost you a little bit this morning? Don't question His love. Now, He's not going to throw you out with the trash if you do, because He's unconditional with His love toward us. But it's not going to do you no good. It's unquestionable. I have to receive God's love, and I have to what? Well, I just believe it when I got saved. How about, are you believing it now? When mess happens. This is the Christian life, man. This is awesome. Amen. I can receive it. I got to believe it, man. And it changed my life. It still changes my life on a regular basis. Yesterday, I'm watching my wife work all week. And I kept saying to her, "Are you enjoying what you're doing? Putting up lights?" We got 4 Christmas trees. And you know what? Deep down in my heart, I know she loves me and the children, but I also know those Christmas trees are for you guys. Come into our house. Kim had a rough life. When I met her, she was in trouble and hurting really bad, right, honey? Doesn't mean we still don't have issues in our lives. Struggles still come up. But I tell you what, I'm getting to see the love of God working out through Kim. And she said, "No, I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm enjoying putting up the lights, and her hand ain't working good and because she's got the carpal tunnel, and she's just working away." And I'm able to see the love of God through Kim. I don't want to miss that by questioning the love of God. Did you hear me? Did I lose you with that little story? Man, Danny, little Danny's my little 7-year-old. And out there I'm hugging people and shaking hands this morning as I'm coming in, and there's this thing holding my leg. I wonder where I would be if I had questioned God's love when I went through some hard patches in my life. His love is amazing. Are you hearing me today? I'm just talking to you like I'm at home, okay? God is holy, 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 guys, and we what? I'm going to be famous one day with these quotes, I'm telling you. Come on. We've all sinned. We've all sinned. We've all sinned. I've already said it. Many of you are better than me. Okay, you win. Now what? You're still going to hell without Jesus. I mean, okay? Now what? Now what's your next plan? What's your next plan? You better than me? Okay. It's not a good plan. Amen. Say. It's not a good plan. This is not going to work. We've all sinned and we all need Him. We all need Him. That's what Christmas is about. God, say this one with me. You ought to memorize these things. I did. You ought to as well. Years ago. Come on. But God commendeth His love toward us while that we were yet sinners. Christ did what? That was nice. Amen. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's unquestionable. God's love to us is unconditional. We've talked about it. God's love is unwhat? Just because bad things happen, you live on planet Earth. Don't blame Him. That's all Satan has. It's just to shoot blame bullets at God. That's all we've got. That's all He's got on us. You ain't my daddy. You hear me? Tell Him that. Satan, you ain't my daddy. He is. I'll honor my Father, which is in heaven. I'm not going to honor your fallen tail. Stick with you, Lord. So God's love for us is unquestionable, no matter what's happened. God's love for us is what? It's undeniable, guys. His love is undeniable. And God's love for us is what? It's what? It's unbelievable. Or is it? Is God's love unbelievable? Or can I believe that God loves me? You might say, Clark, I didn't grow up in church. Neither did I. You might say, I don't have a good education. Well, believe it or not, I've got a 4-year degree. Isn't that funny? Went to seminary even. Isn't that hilarious? But my dad had a 7th grade education. He came to Christ. My mama, she had 11th grade education. She came to Christ. What's that got to do with it? Quit making excuses. And today, start believing. Receive God's love today. Amen. Say, receive it today. Thank you, Lord. Receive it and believe it today. Push me, Raj. I didn't think this would be too long. How are we doing? Hush! As long as we're unbelieving, we remain in what? As long as we're unbelieving, we remain in darkness. As long as we're unbelieving, we remain exposed to what? Guys, this is the problem. You might say, I'm good, I'm fine, got a nice house, got a nice this, had a nice life, got a nice 401k, all this stuff. Wouldn't you like to be able to give God the credit for all the things you have in your life? There's a whole other way to live. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't have Jesus, you're still in darkness. And if you don't have Jesus, here's the big bad news for you. You're exposed to the wrath of Almighty God. There's only one thing that will take away His wrath toward you and me, and that's His Son Jesus. He took upon Him our sin. And the wrath of Almighty God was poured out on His Son. My God, why have You forsaken me? For them. And you're going to get up some other way? I don't think so. You're exposed to the wrath of God. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasureth up yourself wrath. When we're hard-hearted and we don't turn to Christ, we're treasuring up wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of Almighty God against us. Wow. I don't want to do that. Amen. Say. Then receive it. Believe in Christ. As long as we're unbelieving in Jesus Christ, whom God has given for us unconditionally, we will remain what? Estranged and what? Doesn't matter. We can dress up. We can go to church. We light a little candle. We can do whatever. God sees and God knows. But Lord, Lord, we did this and that in Your name. Say it with me if you know it. Depart from me, you that work what? Iniquity. Say the Scripture if you know it with me. I never knew you. Ouch. Reconciliation must take place for our estrangement and separation to be removed. We need to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. God loves us unconditionally. He made the way possible for us to come to Him, but it is only, say it with me, through the what? Sacrifice of His what? One and only Son, Jesus Christ. You know, I probably have people on a Sunday morning get mad at me for a message like this because I'm so narrow-minded. I don't want one of you to go to hell. Amen. Say. I don't want to preach some half gospel. I want to give you the truth. This is the truth. I didn't make this up. Look at this one. Say it with me. Jesus said unto him, I am what? The way, the truth, and the what? Life. And then this last little part. No man comes to the Father but by, Jesus said. I mean, that's pretty straight, isn't it? Have you received Christ? Do you believe in Him? You say, Clark, I have. Get off me. I ain't getting off you till we're done. Here we go. God's love must be what? And guys, if there's questions or if there's even some doubts, why not nail that today? Amen. Don't stay in your, like, possible pride. Don't do that. Humble yourself. Believing is what? Receiving this message. To not believe is to what? You can call it what you want. I believe in God. But you don't believe in His Son? Let me just tell you straight up. That's my son, Mitchell Clark, that's up here. I'm proud of him. If you're not, don't tell me. You hear me, yes or no? You'll probably see another side of me that you don't like. Because that's my son. And I'm just a man. Can you imagine how angry God is when we try to get up any other way than His one and only Son? The wrath of God. You hear me or not? This ain't playing, baby. Amen. Therefore, when we don't receive Christ, we remain in darkness. We remain estranged from God. We remain separated from God. Got to push me, buddy. I'm going to end here. Rejecting His love is rejecting His what? Gift. It is rebelling and rejecting. It is rebelling and rejecting His Son, Jesus Christ. Spell it like it is. Call it what it is. Be man enough or woman enough to hold your finger in His face and say, I don't believe in you and I reject you. But don't try to play the game. But I implore you to humble yourself and receive Christ today. And I'm not saying do something that I haven't done. Amen? It's the best thing I ever did, by far. Guys, Jesus isn't the sinner, we are. Did y'all know that, yes or no? You know, He don't have to come up with some special way for us. We the problem, not Him, okay? Come on. He's not estranged. He's at the right hand of God the Father right now where He ever lives to make intercession. He's waiting to hear your prayer today. He and God ain't got no problem. You and God got a problem. Got it? Yes or no? He's not rejecting. He's receiving. He's not willing that any perish. He wants you to be saved. Amen. He's not rebelling. He laid down His life as a ransom for us. This is on us. He's not in darkness. In Him is no darkness at all. He's the light of life. Amen. Matter of fact, His countenance and His eyes shine as the noonday sun. Amen. We saw that in Revelation. Guys, the night's far spent. The day's at hand. What does that mean? This is the only day you got. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let's put on that armor of light. Why lights on a Christmas tree? I don't care what somebody else says about it. As far as I'm concerned, when I look at that, I see Jesus. And all them lights, I think of those stars and that one star that shone that night. I see all those lights, I think about you guys. We're lighting up Inglewood, amen? Say, we're lights in this town, yes or no, amen? Come on. Have you put your faith in Him? God unconditionally loved us, and He gave His one and only Son, Jesus, so that we could be what? Saved. That's the bottom line. He loved us that what? I wore you out with the love of God today, haven't I? Oh my gosh, He won't shut up. I'm glad somebody cared for me and my mama. His name was Eddie Zimmerman. He was a country preacher. Had no formal education. But on a Sunday morning, he would get up. He would sing in that country church. He would sweat. And the best he could, he would preach Jesus to us in that little old town. That's what I've tried to do for you today. You hear me? You're loved, and I love you. Can we as a church tell people here, we love you? Say it with me. We love you. And we're not expecting anything out of you. I love you, and you don't have to come to my house tonight. I'd like you to, but you don't have to. I love you, and it does take things to operate this building, but I'd rather have you than your gifts. And your money. Did you hear me? Yes or no? God has saved me. He's changed, Gary. In Jesus Christ, the obstacle of estrangement and separation from God is overcome, and now we are what? I'm reconciled to God. Maybe you're a Christian today, but you've been doubting because of your ways and your life. Listen, if you put your faith in Christ, you're in Christ. He is very long-suffering. He's very patient. Doesn't mean it's right our wrong ways. No. But He won't throw you out with the trash. That's real love. That reconciliation, though, it only extends to who? If you're not in Christ, you're not reconciled. Bottom line, say this verse with me, Raj, and we're done right here, buddy. Thank you. Say it with me, would you? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Say it with me. Thou shalt be saved. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. Amen. Come on. Come on. Let's get up on our feet this morning. Right before we leave, I want to lead us. Yeah, thank God for his word this morning. Come on. Let's praise him for his word. That's his word. Most all that on the screen was his word today.